You're listening to Crossings Radio, a production of the University of Oregon UNESCO Crossings Institute. I'm Jonathan Bach. You can't talk about a small, little-known oil state on the Caspian Sea called Azerbaijan without talking about human rights. In May, the University of Oregon UNESCO Crossings Institute attended the third World Forum on Intercultural Dialogue, which was hosted by the Azeri government. Representatives from France to India to Britain made their way to Azerbaijan's capital, Baku, a city on the beautiful, crystalline Caspian Sea. My time in Azerbaijan was a lot different from those of other post-Soviet countries in which I'd researched. In Ukraine and Hungary and Slovakia, I found countries that were struggling economically. But luxury comes at a price in Azerbaijan. Dr. Karin Karlkar with the Pan American Center told me that there are some 80 to 100 political prisoners in Azerbaijan as of September. This when I wrote a column for the East Oregonian on press freedom there. What's more, the Committee to Protect Journalists rated it the fifth most censored country in the world. And the most ironic thing I heard the entire trip came from the president himself, who opened up the World Forum with a speech. Listen here to President Ilham Aliyev brag about all the freedoms allowed in Azerbaijan.
Today, all the fundamental freedoms are provided in Azerbaijan. Political freedoms, freedoms of media, free internet, freedom of religion. And this is the basis, the foundation for development.
For the speech, though, State Senator Don Shooter from Arizona had nothing but praise.
I was impressed with the president. You know, he's just a good man. You know, he spoke some from his notes, but mostly he spoke from his heart. And that's rare in politics, and even more rare in the kind of world we live in today.
Now, I can't help but wonder if Senator Shooter was being intentionally obtuse, or if he just hadn't done his research, which, you know, maybe we can't fault him for. But if he had done his research, he would know about one jailed journalist named Hadija Ismailova, from whom the Pan American Center was able to acquire a letter, which they forwarded along to us. And I've asked Dalia Bazaz, one of our research fellows, to read that letter. So here she is. And I think we'll end on this note.
The eyes of the world are on my country, my beloved Azerbaijan, as it hosts the inaugural European Games this month. The tourists and athletes are enjoying the spectacle of the opening ceremony while the international public watches from their televisions at home. But I will not see the games. I don't know what the weather is like or how bad the Baku traffic is. I have very little information of any kind. I'm sitting in my cell in the Kurdakhani prison, my home for the past 6 months. I'm a journalist, in jail for my work exposing corruption at the highest levels of the Azerbaijani government. I have been targeted, along with dozens of other political prisoners, including fellow journalists, human rights defenders, youth activists, politicians, and others, for telling the truth about the situation in my country. Azerbaijan's best and brightest have been locked up, tucked away for the European Games. They didn't want you to see us or hear us, and our inconvenient truths. The truth is that Azerbaijan is in the midst of a human rights crisis. Things have never been worse. As those at the top continue to profit from corruption, ordinary people are struggling to work, struggling to live, struggling for freedom. And we must struggle with them, for them. I am carrying on my struggle here from jail. My investigations into corruption continue thanks to the help of dedicated colleagues. I have been punished for speaking out from jail, placed into solitary confinement, and prevented from seeing my family and lawyers. My notes have been seized from my cell. As I have said before, if this is the price to pay, it is worth it. Today I say to the international community, do not let the government of Azerbaijan distract your attention from its record of corruption and abuse. Keep fighting for human rights, for those who are silenced. Keep fighting for right and for good. Be loud and be public. The people of Azerbaijan need to know that their rights are supported. And please, don't just call for my freedom, call for the release of all political prisoners. Stand up for freedom of expression in Azerbaijan. Stand up for human rights.
This has been Crossings Radio, a production of the University of Oregon UNESCO Crossings Institute for Conflict-Sensitive Reporting and Intercultural Dialogue. For more information on Crossings Radio, visit unesco.uoregon.edu. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.